The problem was that when the show was originally conceived, the decision was made that all fantasy elements be separated from the real elements. This was done at the insistence of many child psychologists, who felt that to mix fantasy and reality would be misleading to children. The Muppets, then, were only seen with other Muppets, and the scenes filmed on Sesame Street itself involved only real adults and children. What Palmer found out in Philadelphia, though, was that as soon as they switched to the street scenes, the kids lost all interest. The street was supposed to be the glue, Lesser said. We would always come back to the street. It pulled the show together. But it was just adults doing things and talking about stuff, and the kids weren't interested. We were getting incredibly low attention levels. The kids were leaving the show. Levels would pop back up if the Muppets came back, but we couldn't afford to keep losing them like that. Lesser calls Palmer's results a turning point in the history of Sesame Street. We knew that if we kept the street that way, the show was going to die. Everything was happening so fast. We hit the testing in the summer, and we were going on the air in the fall. We had to figure out what to do. So the producers went back and reshot all of the street scenes. Jim Henson and his co-workers created puppets who could walk and talk with the adults of the show and could live alongside them on the street. That's when Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch and Snuffleupagus were born. What we now think of as the essence of Sesame Street, the artful blend of fluffy monsters and earnest adults, grew out of a desperate desire to be sticky. The distractor, however, for all its strengths, is a fairly crude instrument. It tells you that a child understands what is happening on the screen, and as a result is paying attention. But it doesn't tell you what the child understands, or more precisely, it doesn't tell you whether the child is paying attention to what he or she ought to be paying attention to. To try to understand this question, the research staff at Sesame Street developed another innovative testing program. Consider the following two Sesame Street segments, both of which are called visual blending exercises, segments that teach children that reading consists of blending together distinct sounds. In one, Hug, a female Muppet approaches the word hug in the center of the screen. She stands behind the H, sounding it out carefully, then moves to the U, and then the G. She does it again, moving from left to right, pronouncing each letter separately, before putting the sounds together to say hug. As she does, the Muppet Harry Monster enters and repeats the word as well. The segment ends with the Harry Monster hugging the delighted little girl Muppet. In another segment called Oscar's Blending, Oscar the Grouch and the Muppet Crummy play a game called Breakable Words, in which words are assembled and then taken apart. Oscar starts by calling for C, which pops up in the lower left corner of the screen. C, Oscar tells Crummy, is pronounced ka. Then the letters at pop up in the lower right-hand corner, and Crummy sounds the letters out, at. The two go back and forth, Oscar saying ka and Crummy at, each time faster and faster, until the sounds blend together to make cat. As this happens, the letters at the bottom of the screen move together as well to make cat. The two Muppets repeat cat a few times, and then the word drops from sight, accompanied by a crashing sound. Then the process begins again with the word bat.